Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagita LeBracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadeha on her 20th birthday. This is the beginning of the Gemara Maseches Brachos in the Mishnah. First Perek, Lozu Bilvan Amr, Ela Kol Ma'asham Rucham Amat Chatzos Mitzvos Anat Sheyal La'omer HaShachar. Whenever the Chachamim said until Chatzos, Midarais the mitzvah is until Omer HaShachar. Hekder chalavim ve'ivarim, the burning of the fats in the limbs, mitzvahs anad she'ala omer ha'shachar. There are mitzvahs until morning hits. V'chol ha'necholim li'om echad, mitzvahs anad she'ala omer ha'shachar. And anything that's eaten for one day, the mitzvah is until omer ha'shachar, until dawn. Em ken lamru chama at chatzos. In all of these instances, if saying Kriyas Shema and eating Kachim and Hekder Chalav Ve'varim, if it's all Achi Allah Mera Shachar, so why did Chachamim say until Chatzos? Answers the Mishnah. In order to distance a person from sin. That's why the Chachamim said you're only allowed to do it until Chatzos. They wanted to distance a person from sin, and therefore they didn't want him to miss the last time of Amar HaShachar, so they made sure he did it by Chatzos. From the pashtus of the lashon of the Mishnah, it's mashed that the takanas chachamim at chatzos was said lenin mitzvah kriyas shema. The Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of kriyas shema, and the Gemara says kol anecholim liyom echad. Any karbanos that are eaten by the next morning have to be eaten by omer hashachar. So it's talking about the mitzvah of kriyas shema and mitzvah achilas kachim, and in both of them, the chachamim were marchik the person from avera, and made one takana that both Achilas Kachim and Kriyas Shema should be done by Chatzos. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tes writes, Ezu Uzman Kriyas Shema, Balayla, Mitzvasa, Mishas, Yitzias, Akochav, Madchatzi, Alayla, Vimavar, Vicha, Rakara, Shalom, Ben HaShachar, Yatzadeh Chavos, Shalom, Rad Chatzos, Elek De La Harchik, Odom, Min HaPshir. What's the time of Kriya Shema from Seis HaKochavim till midnight Chatzos? And if you read afterwards, you're Yotze, because the rabbis only said till Chatzos to be marchik a person from Pshia. The Kesef Mishnah writes that the Rambam is paskening like the Chachamim, who say in the Mishnah ad Chatzos, and not like Rabban Gamliel, who says ad Shial le'Amar HaShachar. Nevertheless, even according to Chachamim, it's only the Chatchila. But the Eved, you can do like Rabban Gamliel and read till Amar HaShachar. On the Chatchila, you should read till Chatzos. But if you didn't, then you go with the Doraisa and you read till Amar HaShachar. However, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Maisa Karbanis, Halacha Yid, the Rambam writes, Kol Eilu Anecholim Lo Yom V'Laylo Din Torah Shi Necholim Ad Shi'al Amar HaShachar. That whatever is eaten for day and night, din Torah, that they're eaten until Omer HaShachar. Anything that can be eaten for day and night, the next night, is until Omer HaShachar. And in order to be marchik a person from Aveiro, the Chachamim said that they're only eaten until Chatzos. So writes the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach. Perkhes halacha tesvav, farbiyarnu bekame mekemis, she'ein ha-pesach nechol ela ad chatzos, kedei laharchik odom min ha-veira. So we see in the Rambam that there's a difference in the takon of ad chatzos with respect to achilas kachim than with respect to kriyas shema. Because here he says, she'ein ha-pesach nechol ela ad chatzos. He says by kachim, Perek Yud Milchus Maisa Karbonus Halacha Yud Kolel Necholim Din Torah Adal Shalom and Ashach Vidahach Mon Avram Chom She'ei Necholim Ela Ad Chatzos Halayla. They're only allowed to be eaten until Chatzos. So you see, Ramoyer Dikazach in the Rambam, that with respect to Achilus Kachim, it's even B'di'evet, that's it. Once you reach Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. But by Kriya Shema B'di'evet, you're allowed to eat after Chatzos. Moiridik. And like the Rambam is Mavur Oichet and Rashi, V'osrim Ba'achila Koidim Zmanim K'day Shela Yavu La'ochlen Acha Chatzos V'yischayiv Karis. V'chein B'kriya Shema L'zaris is Adam Shela Yomer Yesh Le'ot Shehus V'betokach Yalav and Oshachar V'ovar Lo Azman. They asked it in Achila before the time that you're actually still allowed to eat it, before the end time. Why? In order that you don't come to eat them after Chatzos and become Chayav Kares. And Kriyashim also, to be Mizari is the person, he shouldn't say, oh, I have time. And in the meantime, the Shachar is going to come up and time is going to pass. Pash this Lashon Rashi, said Rav Soloveitchik, we're basing this on a shir of Rav Soloveitchik, that there's a difference between the takana of Achilas Kodshim and a Kriya Shema. That inyan Achilas Kodshim, even b'di'evit, you can't eat it after Chatzos. It's mashma, they were mafkia the Achila legamrei. After Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat it. It says, v'yitzchai of Karis. Karis is only in the morning. But we're afraid it's going to go after Chatzos and you're going to end up doing it in the wrong time. It's mashma that it's completely mufka. That's it. After Chatzos, don't eat anymore. But Kriyashma is lezareis his adam. But if he's not mezuris, then let him do it after Chatzos, b'di'evit. Chum word mafkiya the mitzvah. It's also mashma that way in Rashi. Tesamar Aleph, Tir Maschel of Dilma, Vahadakam Riyad Chatzos, Harchaka, Be'almu, Kedei Lezarez, Umuhecha de Idnes, Vilokar, Koitin Chatzos, Dain Zman Chiyuvahu, that this Chatzos is for Zeruz. But maybe, if he didn't read before Chatzos, he can still read after, Mechaivi, Venafki, De Kriyash, Mabizmana. Ulechor Advarm Tzrichimiyim. What's Pshat over here? That after Chatzos, you can still read Shema, but you can't eat Kachim. Since in the Mishnah it's Mavur that it's one takana that was Niskenes, Hein Linyan Kriyashim, of Hein Linyan Mitzachilas Kachim, Samaich Etaisi, Lechalek, between the two. Man of Shach, if you want to be Marechik, a person from Avera, so then do it for both. Say both are Mufka after Chatzos. And if they're not, they want to be mafkia the mitzvah, then both of them can be done with b'di'evit after Chatzos. Also, we have to understand, and that it says in the Mishnah, Hekter Chalav Veivar, Mitzvot and Hashem and Hashachar, Shreib der Heilige Rashi, Kedei Laharchik, Vehekter Chalav, Dikatani Hachal, Armu Bochacham, Mat Chatzos Klal, Velonokat Luacha, Lodiash, Kol Dover, Hanoyeg, Balaila, Kosher, Kol Alaila. Rashi says that Hekter Chalav Veivar, that it says here, there's no din of Atchatzos, so why is it in the Mishnah? To tell you that anything that's noeg balayla is kosher kol alayla. It's noeg balayla, it's kosher kol alayla. But you daka don't have to wait until you don't have to do it by Chatzos, Hekter Chalav Veivarim. Even the Chatchila Talamar HaShachar. L'charetz Arichiyim, Ma'ishna din Hekter Chalav Veivarim, that they weren't metakin until Chatzos from the din of Achilas Kachim. You can't say it's because it's a chiyuv kares, because we see Kriya Shema is not kares, and they said until Chatzos. Advar mafliim meod. This is mamish. It's the first Mishnah in Brachas, and this is pashat right here. It's not nothing fancy. It's just pashat kashas. What's going on? Vus geshen du? Vus zok du? Vus shteido, as they say. So the pir we could say as follows. there's a difference fundamentally between the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. Kriya Shema, the Iker mitzvah is on the Gavra. Mashenken Achilas Kachim, even though before the mitzvah is miskayim by a Maisa Achil of a Gavra, nevertheless, the Iker mitzvah is a din begufa chefza shel HaKachim that the Kachim should be eaten and they shouldn't come to know, sir. And the difference between the mitzvah Achilas Kachim and the mitzvah Achilas Matzah. Achilas Matzah, it's Pashat the Kiyum mitzvah, be'etzen pulis Achil of a Gavra. Mashenken Achilas Kachim, the Iker Kiyum mitzvah is begufa chefza the Kachim, like we said. And there's a big nafgamina, then Achilas Bapachos Mikizayas, by Achilas Kachim. If the carbon's going to be mischalik and going to be split up and everyone's going to get less than a kezayis, there's still a kiyum mitzvah. Even though pachas mikezayis is not considered a maisa achil lagabi the gavra, but nevertheless, lagabi the ikar chefts of the kachim are going to be eaten. A famous yisod. Famous yisod. Beis Halevi, it's discussed in many svar. But the mitzvah achilas kachim is that it should be eaten. Not only that the gavra should eat it, mashen ken achilas matzah. There, if he didn't do a kezayis, he's not eating. It's a mitzvah on the gavra. And now we can understand Rashi and the Rambam, who were mechalik between Kriya Shema and Achilas Kachim. With respect to Kriya Shema, we see that the Kana was only the chatchila, Mashen came mitzvah Achilas Kachim. The Chomer mafkir the gamrei, the mitzvah of Achila, until after Chatzos, even b'diavad. And the difference is there's a difference between Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah on the gavra, and there we can be mechalik between b'diavad and the chatchila and say that even though the chum were metakin the chatchila to read before creation, but to read before chatzos, nevertheless, when this man derabana passes, which is until chatzos, you're still yotze kriyashma until lamed hashachar, which is this man kriya d'oraisa. Mashenkein b'kodshim aneicholim l'layla v'yo yom v'layla. The ikar's man mitzvah was said on the guf ha-kodshim aneicholim. There you can't be mechalik b'maisa mitzvah between the chatchila and b'diavad. If b'diavad mitzvah the chefts of kachim it's shaykh that they can be eaten after chatzos, so the ikar kiyum ha-mitzvah is miskayim b'shleimus even after chatzos, because not a chovas gavra. Chovas gavra is a din on the person. There you're mechalik between the chatchil and b'diavad, but here you're talking about the carbon. It's a din that the carbon should be eaten. But we're talking about the kachim. If the rabbis weren't mitaken a din begufa kachim and echolin, then you can't be mechalek between the maisa achila of the gavra and the gufa cheftz of the kachim, because the achila's gavra is just a hechetimsi for the kiyum mitzvah and the cheftz of the kachim. And therefore, Chachamim were makdim this man heter achila of the gufa kachim. That's only until chatzos. You can't say that the ikar chavtz of kachim can be eaten all night, but the person has to eat them before chatzos. Why can't you say that? Because the whole reason you have to eat it until chatzos is because of the cheftz of the kachim. And that means the cheftz of the kachim is all night. So therefore the yichil of the gavri can also be all night. Even the chatchila. If that's when the cheftz of the kachim have to be eaten. Elamai, the chacham made a takan in the cheftz of the kachim. That the cheftz of the kachim are only allowed to be eaten until chatzos. And Mimela, there's going to be no chilek between the chatchil and b'diavad. Now a person can't eat it after chatzos. Because once the rabbis say that the kachim can be eaten only until chatzos, the goof of the kachim, and then from then on there's a chalos isser, like Rashi says, they're not allowed to be eaten after chatzos. Mimela, there's no chilek between the chatchil and b'diavad. The rabbis were meichel and iser to eat it after chatzos. If you would be able to eat the kachim all night, and there's just a din on the gavra that he should eat it until chatzos, but the gufa kachim can be eaten the whole night, that wouldn't make sense, because the whole mitzvah of eating it is that the gufa kachim should be eaten. So Let's look at the Guf HaKadshim. There, the rabbi said that you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos. It's an Isser Achila. So how can you say about the Gavad that there's a chiluk between the Chatzchil and the B'dieved? Once they're not allowed to be eaten until after Chatzos. So, the Guf HaKadshim, so the male of the Gavra's mitzvah also is that he's not allowed to eat it when he's doing his eating. The eating is only Hechatimsi for the Kadshim to be eaten. That has to be until Chatzos. And it emerges according to this that Leolam, the rabbis, were makdim their tekana about the Zman of the mitzvah that was said in the Torah. Kriyashma Zmanim in the Torah is the din of the Maisa mitzvah of the Gavra. So they were makdim the Zman de Rabbanon. They were makdim the Maisa mitzvah and they said, do it until Chatzos. If you can't, do it until Amid HaShachar. But the Achilas Kadshim, there the Iker Zman mitzvah, Midai Raisa, is a din in the Guf HaKadshim, not the Maisa mitzvah of the Gavra. The Guf of the Kadshim, the Guf of the Kadshim have to be eaten until Amid HaShachar. And here when the Chachamim made their Takana, until Chatzos, that's the Guf HaKadshim. They said the Guf HaKadshim are not allowed to be eaten after Chatzos, and in the middle of the Gavra is also not allowed to eat them after Chatzos. But that's a din in the Chefs of the Kadshim. And now we understand Rashi, who writes that Hekter Chalav and Vevarm aren't included in the Takana Tzulcham Mevat Chatzos, and even the Chatchili could be Makdir until Allah Sa Shachar. And we said, I wouldn't understand. Why would they be more machmir, more mekel in Aktaris Chalav and Vevarim? If it's Alts Isser Kares, well, Kriya Shema doesn't have an Isser Kares. There we were makim till Chatzos. So why by Hekter Chalav and Vevarim, where there's also no Isser Kares, why do we say there that you could do it all night? Why is it any different than Kriya Shema? Why don't you make that till Chatzos also? Based on what we explained, we understand very well, because Aktaris Seymurim is different. The Torah Simurim is like Achilas Kachim. The Iker Kiyum Mitzvah is Beguf Emurim, that the innards have to be burnt. Ad Sof HaLayla. The Iker Kiyum Mitzvah is in the Guf HaChevtza. And the Mele, if there was a Takanas Chama Vat Chatzos, that would also mean that there would be an Isser Haktara V'Afkoas HaMitzvah Achar Azman LeChatzos. Just like by Kachim we said that the Chachamim were makdim and they said that until Chatzos there's a din in the chefts of the Kachim that they must be eaten, and if they're not there's an Isser to eat it afterwards. So we, since here also we're talking about the chefts, here also we would have to say that there's a din in the chefts that the Emurim are not allowed to be burned after Chatzos. But since there's no Isser Kares involved here, the rabbis didn't want to do it. The rabbis didn't want to place an Isser. So there's a difference between Kriya Shema and Achilas Kachim, and Mela, a difference between Achilas Kachim and Hekter Eivar. The difference between Kriya Shema and Achilas Kachim is that Kriya Shema is a din in Lechatchil and B'diavad. Lechatchil, read till Chatzos, but B'diavad you can read till the morning. That's a din in the Maisa Mitzvah, the Gavur and Mechalik between the Chatchil and B'diavad. But when it comes to the Cheft of the Kachim, there, the rabbi said that there's an Isser Achila after Chatzos. Since there's an Isser Achila after Chatzos, that means they were mafkia the mitzvah. It's not in the Gavra. The Gavra, you're mechalik between lechatchil and b'diavad. But you see that by the Chef to the Chum, we're not mechalik between lechatchil and b'diavad. Once they said that it's not allowed to be eaten after Chatzos, it's It's mamish not allowed to be eaten after chatzos, even with the eved. And that's a din on the cheftza. And once you say it's a din on the cheftza, that we're not mechalik between lechatchil and b'di'eved. Once it's aser after chatzos, it's aser even b'di'eved. So then by Hector Chalab Menevram, you'd also have to say that it's aser even b'di'eved after chatzos. And the Chum didn't want to do that. They didn't want to make such a takana because there's no Isser Karis. So being makdim till chatzos isn't because of the Isser Karis. Being makdim till chatzos is because the rabbis made a harchaka. But saying that it's aser after chatzos, that they only wanted to do in cases of Isurei Karis. Chatchilim b'di'eved are musagim that are shayach to people. The chatchil is how I should do it ideally. And b'di'eved is what I do from yotzei after the fact. If I didn't do it in the ideal way. Those are concepts that are shayach to people. When you say that the mitzvah is on the kachim and echalim, that the kachim should be eaten, there it's not shayach to talk about the chatchilim b'di'eved. It's not about the person. So once you're making a harchaka that it has to be until chatzos, that means that afterwards you can't eat it at all. So when we're dealing with the gufa cheftza, there's no chilik between the chatchil and b'di'eved, only with the gavra. So when it comes to kriyashma, which is a maisa gavra, a maisa mitzvah in the person, so there we can be chalik between the chil and b'di'eved. If you didn't read it until chatzos, read after. But by kachim, there's no such chalukah. Because there is a mitzvah on the cheftza. And memeila, if we would say hekter chalav menevorim is still chatzos, we'd be compelled to say that after chatzos is no good at all. But we don't want to do that because there's no chiyuv karis. So the hagbala that you can't do it after chatzos is because it's a din on the cheftza. If it was gavra, we could talk about lechil b'di'avid. But once we're talking about a cheftza, there is no lechil b'di'avid. You say till chatzos, that's it till chatzos. And therefore, Hector Chalav and everyone would also have to be Tol Chatzos and no more. But we don't want it to be only Tol Chatzos, because it's not a Karis. So Mamela, the other rabbis didn't make a Hagbalah. So this is a very nice Mahalach. And the Rambam and Rashi, in the first Mishnah and Brachas, there's obviously a lot more to be said in the Sugya. And we should be Zochet to say it and learn it together. May be amen, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.